And I have Paula Gilberto on the line. She is the president and CEO of United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And we haven't talked about this for quite a while. Paula, good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Brad. How are you?
I am just fine. And, you know, I want to make this kind of a regular thing because there are a lot of people that ask us about. They really, a lot don't know, many don't know the everything that you folks do. What do you mean when you say that you're going to talk about ALICE, Annual ALICE Report, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed? What is that? Can you explain that to the audience?
Yes, I would love to. ALICE is an acronym that United Way's created to describe a particular type of household, not only in each and every city and town in Connecticut, but across the country.
Really?
And it's a term that refers to households that, despite working hard, are living paycheck to paycheck. And they're unable to afford life's most basic necessities, such as food, housing, childcare, transportation, and healthcare. And when you think about it, Brad, you know, that there are families that are living below the poverty level. And those families, because of the lack of income, are able to apply for income supports that would help them and their families. ALICE households, however, are just over that federal poverty level, but they're still not earning enough to get by.
So this is what you have created at United Way.
Well, it started actually with United Way of Northern New Jersey, and they, in partnership with Rutgers University, did a very in-depth assessment of the difference between households that are living below the poverty line and those households that are above the poverty line but below, you know, what goes into being financially self-sufficient. And it has since spread. So here in Connecticut, the Connecticut United Ways got together 6 years ago and committed to producing this report every 2 years. So this is our third ALICE report that has just come out.
You know, I'm so glad that you were on with me this morning, because these are things that I think about all the time. You don't know how many people I meet that, I mean, are just above the poverty line. And I mean, they're really struggling. And I meet these people, I go out and see them, and I talk with them. And this is terrific.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Brad, when we think about it, right, I'm sure that many of your listeners either have come from ALICE households. So as an example, I grew up in New Britain. My dad was a school janitor. My mother worked in a downtown New Britain retail store. And they both were working. My dad worked a couple jobs, actually, not just as a custodian at a New Britain school, but he picked up, you know, other jobs here and there. And their combined household in today's term would have put them in that situation of, you know, getting by, but just getting by. And what helped us was that we were able to live in my grandmother's home. We had a large extended family. And, you know, the reality, Brad, as you know, is that circumstances have changed, you know, in terms of people being, you know, given those kinds of opportunities. And I think what's really important here is that we recognize that ALICE workers are absolutely vital to our economy. These are folks that work in stores, they're nursing assistants, they're child care workers, home health aides, car mechanics, security guards, teacher assistants, and again, working hard, but unfortunately not able to earn enough to keep up with the cost of living.
Now, I'm talking with Paula Gilberto, President and CEO, United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Folks listening, now, how do they get in contact? How does this work?
Well, I, you know, would love to hear from your listeners, because I find that in this kind of a conversation that can happen, it's important that we make personal contact. So please, if you're listening to this and you are interested in learning more about ALICE, there are two things that you could do. One is you can call me personally. My direct line is 860-493-1101. That's 860-493-1101. Or people can go to our website and they can access the report online. And that would be UnitedWayInc.org.
You know what I like about you, Paula? You can tell just talking to you. Here you are, president and CEO of United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, and you told me how you grew up, and this is why you're doing it. I think it's fabulous.
Well, thank you, Brad. My parents, regardless of limited means, absolutely believed in the spirit of community. And my dad, as a school employee, he would come home every year. You know, during campaign time, he was very proud to have contributed to the United Way. My mother was as well. You know, Brad, my mom lived to be in her late 80s, and annually, it was a modest amount, I give you that, but annually she wrote a check for $5 because she felt it was important to give. And I feel very blessed to come from a family that believes in giving monetarily, giving in terms of being a volunteer. And the other piece is for all of the Alice households out there to please tell your story. The more people understand the challenges that hardworking families are facing, the more we are able together as a community to do something about it.
You made my day. I'm going to give the telephone number here. It's 860-493-1101. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that's my direct line. People can also go to our website, United Way Inc., all one word, UnitedWayInc.org, and you can access this report online.
Boy, this is terrific, you know, and I'm sure, because I know this audience pretty well. I'm sure that there'll be some that will really treasure something like this, so that they can make just a little bit to kind of get them over the top. You know what I mean?
Yep. I agree. And I think the reality is many folks are currently Alice households, or they came from an Alice household, or, God forbid, there could be a medical emergency, or your car breaks down, you lose your job. Those are the kinds of things that affect overall income. And, Brad, together as a community, we can do something about it. Whether it's people giving through the United Way campaign, helping to make childcare affordable for hardworking families, investing in good job training programs that connect people to real jobs in our community. Those are the kinds of things that we can do together.
Okay, my friend. Thank you, and we will talk again. Here's that number again, my friends. 860-493-1101. And Paula, thank you so much for your visit this morning.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great day.
You bet.